Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, Marie. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm Lisa O'Connor. I'm an actor.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And a writer, and I'm originally from County Clare. Studied in Cork School of Music for 4 years, the best years of my life. Love Cork. And I recently just wrote my first short film, Fleeting, and it's been accepted to like 4 film festivals already, which is really good going considering it's just the start of the festival circuit. And yeah, there's way more with me in terms of like, I have, you know, emigrated twice in my life to Australia and back, once when I was 3 until 6, and another time when I was 17 until I was 19. So I didn't do the leaving cert, little quirks like that. I got to do drama as a subject in school in Australia, and that's where my love for acting really kind of grew. And yeah, but other than that, I'm a Clare woman.
Oh, that is fantastic. And tell me a little bit about the drama bit there that you mentioned, getting to do that in school. How important has that been to your, I suppose, the career that you have now?
Huge. Honestly, like I've heard recently that they're thinking of bringing it into the Leaving Cert curriculum, which would be awesome. But it was amazing. Like, it was a godsend for me. Like, I moved when I was 17, just after transition year. I get to Australia. They have such incredible subjects there that, like, but they didn't have like European languages or anything. They did like Chinese and Japanese because that's their kind of trading unit. You know, that's where they're based in the world. So because of that, because I couldn't do French, and because I couldn't do Irish, and because of all these other subjects I couldn't do, because I was now doing the HSC in Australia, I saw that there was drama, and there's even like textiles, and there's even agricultural science, and there's like there's just so many more subjects. So when I saw that drama was on the curriculum and I could study it, I was just like, oh my God, this is amazing. And I learned how to play build. I even learned how to, like, I learned loads about Australian culture and Australian playwrights. And yeah, just like it opened my eyes to the world of like storytelling, like pretty much that wasn't just locked into Irish culture. It was so broad and so interesting. And yeah, it really gave me the tools to then audition for Cork School of Music. You know, if I didn't have that, I don't know what I'd do.
Yeah, tell us about that then, coming back again from Australia and deciding you want to go to Cork School of Music. How did you decide that's where you wanted to go to for, is it 4 years, you said?
Yeah, 4 years. It's a great course, great people. It was a new course then as well. I'm only like the second year out of when it first started. Like I was the second year of the course. So it was like we were kind of guinea pigs. But I came back from Australia and, you know, I was filling out the CAO, but I wasn't going to have the right credentials to get into maybe career paths I had pre-imagined for myself. Like I couldn't do primary school teaching because I didn't have Irish anymore. All these different things. Like, and it's quite rigid. Like I did get into Trinity for drama, but then they didn't accept my HSC as like my education, I guess, or my, what's it called? You know, they in Trinity, they do the audition process, but they also do like the literal process and like the education part. And yeah, I didn't pass. So my mom did brilliant research and she said that there's a new course coming to Cork and you should audition for that. And yeah, and I auditioned to a few others as well. And I went into Cork and the building was beautiful. It's on Union Quay. It looks over the Lee and just got such good, positive, enthusiastic vibes from CSM. And learned so much. Like every day of that 4 year course, I realized, oh God, I have the bug. I've caught the bug. I need to act. Like that's what I want to do. But it came late in life. You know, some people grow up and they're like, I always wanted to be an actor. But for me, I honestly just, it was circumstantial in a way. I was like, oh, this is how I'm going to get my third level education. This is the degree course I'm going to get, drama and theatre studies. So yeah, that was it.
That is unreal. And today you're not living in Cork or you're not living in Clare, are you? You're living somewhere else.
No. Yeah, I'm living in London. I'm all the way in London. I left CSM 6 days after I graduated. I went to London and I didn't really have a plan. I just had a bed to share with my sister. My sister was a nurse at the time in Uxbridge, which is just like, it's way out of London, like Jesus. But I didn't know any better. And I went to London and, you know, relied on my sister for the first 3 months and then she moved to Bristol. So then I had to decide then, was this just a summer thing or am I going to, you know, pursue this like properly and like throw myself at it? And there was an open audition, an open call for an all-female theatre company back in 2017, that summer. Now, back then, like this is just after the Me Too movement. So, you know, women were starting to understand our place in the industry a bit more and understand like how unrepresented we were, whether it came to art, like making art or even just, you know, being present in the industry. So they set up this all female theatre company of 9 women and I had to do this open call audition. So hundreds of people came and auditioned and I got in to one of the 9. So I was one of the 9 women and I worked with them for 1.5 years and we wrote together. We made a play and it went into a festival and yeah. And then we developed it in the Barbican Centre, which was incredible. And they were like, I learned so much through these 9 women. I was one of the youngest and they were from all over the UK and from Norway and from Ghana and from India. Like we were all like from different parts of the world and I brought a lot of Irish folklore to the table when I was play building and when I was writing, as did like I learned a lot about Norwegian folklore and Indian folklore, and we all, you know, brought our customs or our traditions together and we built on that, like built stories from there, which was really really cool. So that's how I, it's really how I survived the first year and a half in London. Otherwise, I think I would have chickened out and came home to Clare or Cork. But yeah.
That sounds amazing. And the opportunities are wonderful when, you know, when you list it off there, the chances that you get when you do go to a place like London. But of course, fleeting now, and you mentioned it at the start, the short film, and you've gotten it into a number of film festivals. How do you even go about getting a short film into film festivals? What's that process like, the application and all that?
Yeah, so your short film has to be a short, not be any longer, not be 40 minutes, but be like within the half an hour mark. Fleeting originally was a play, so I wrote it for a scratch night and it got accepted into New Writing, a New Writing scratch night. It got a really good response, really positive response. And one of my dear friends, who's the director, Louisa Connolly Burnham, was sitting in the audience that night that it was a play. And she turned to me and she goes, "We have to do something with this. Like, we have to make it into a film," or like, she's more screen while I'm more theatre. And a year passes and she turns to me again. She goes, "Can we do something with, you know, the play? Can we do something with it?" And her dad had a pub out in Oxfordshire and it's a beautiful setting, like quite rural setting. And that's when we started putting the pieces together. We were like, the budget needs to be this amount. Okay, how do we get money? Of course, there's funding, but funding takes a while to pass. And we were eager to get it done right there and then. So we set up a Kickstarter and I ran a Kickstarter campaign for 30 days and just like spoke about the project, spoke about Repeal the Eighth, spoke about how important the story was, how this conversation isn't, you know, finite. You can see at the moment what's happening in America. So, yeah, the push from, oh my God, the generosity from Ireland was amazing with Kickstarter. I raised £7,000 and then I put in some of my own funding as well. I'm quite lucky. I've been in a few commercials and there's nothing more I'd like to spend my commercial money on than making important stories like Fleeting. So we combined everything and we did it for a full day of filming. So we started the minute the sun came up until the sun went down. We just were like working so fast and so quick. And me and Brendan, who plays the dad, Liam, Brendan Dunlea, he's from Fermoy. So glad we got him, like so glad we got to cast him. He's incredible. He's in The Quiet Girl as well as Two for the Road. And he's just a super actor. We got on so well and bounced off each other so easily. So the acting was the easy part. It was just the logistics around getting from one location to the next. And it was very, such a rush, such a brilliant day. And yeah, we wrapped 10 minutes, 15 minutes before we expected to. We were all jumping for joy. It was amazing. And after that, you have to go into the editor's room, post-production, sound, you have to get the music, you have to get like the grade. Oh God, we worked with so many brilliant Irish people. Every one of our call outs was for an Irish sound designer, an Irish, do you know what I mean? Just to make it more like just, you know, authentically Irish. And then yeah, it kind of wrapped late January and we started sending it out to film festivals in February through Film Freeway. It's a platform that you just send off short films and we've got accepted into 4 already. So it's only April. So I'm really excited for the rest of the year, to be honest.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.